sustainable. That's not sustainable. But the whole show opens with his basically first team meeting when he's sitting there with the entire team, and he kind of prepared something. I don't know. It fired me up. He's a rootable figure to me. I don't know if Wes has seen it yet, but Wes Durham joining us. Wes, have you watched Hard Knocks yet?
Yeah. I saw it on, what was it, Tuesday night?
Wednesday night,
it debuted, right?
So what's your take on, he feels genuine to me, although my point was, you know, you can only go to that well so many times in the course of training camp.
Even by Dan Campbell?
Yeah, I think
Stake, it's a lot of juice, and, you know, it's a momentum build, but, you know, when the momentum fades, then you got, you know, you better have something behind it, right? And I think that's the thing with me that, you know, to be honest with you, I get caught up in when I see guys like that who coach with the, you know, with the juice is, you know, when he finally settles down, can you get the job done? And I think that's a real question that Detroit has. Now, they were 3-13-1 last year and lost a lot of close games. Atlanta was 7-10 and won a lot of close games, right?
Yeah.
So I think what you have is two very different approaches tonight. One's a much more layered deal like we talked about last week at Flowery Branch. And then Detroit is, you know, they've added some really, really talented players. They won't get Jamison Williams back till obviously midseason, maybe later than that, the wide receiver out of Alabama. But, you know, you can kind of see where, you know, they leveraged the Stafford deal for Jared Goff. And, you know, they knew they weren't going to re-sign Matt Stafford. For sure. And so they went ahead and made that deal. But Aiden Hutchinson and some of these other guys maybe are the future of where they're going. Jamal Williams may be a running back. But, you know, I ran into a guy this morning in the hotel who said he's been a Lions fan 50 years. He said, I know Atlanta may be rebuilding. We've been rebuilding 50 years.
And no doubt. Thought,
well, you know, they've never been to a Super Bowl. And that's hard to believe, too, with a heritage franchise like this one, for sure.
Well, yeah, when I was sitting at Flowery Branch, and you know, I don't know if folks get tired of hearing about all the years I've covered the Falcons, but back to Furman. But, I mean, I watched Chris Chandler take us to a Super Bowl. I watched Mike Vick be the best player, or the most exciting player in the NFL. We watched Matt Ryan play in numerous NFC championship games. We went to Super Bowls. I mean, there's a lot of playoff games. There are a lot of playoff wins. There are a lot of star power. And then you look at a franchise like Detroit, which has basically had none of it, even when Calvin Johnson and Barry Sanders rolled through town, it still didn't mean anything.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and the irony in some respects is Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson both shut it down, some would say, in the prime of their career.
Yeah, good point.
So, you know, I'm not, they both wanted to keep their health in front of them, that's for sure. That's one thing. But at the same time, too, what does it say about, you know, kind of where the organization has been? But you get the sense that if you're patient here, it could turn, but we'll see. I mean, I think it's, you know, this is one of those divisions that even with Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers is still kind of up for grabs a little bit, it feels like, you know, especially given maybe some of the firepower you might have in San Francisco and potentially Arizona out west. And, you know, the South is, you know, is thought to be Tampa's for the taking.
Right.
And the East is a crapshoot, as we all know. So, you know, we'll see. I think it's going to be really interesting. Tonight, for me, is fascinating because I'm going to give you the stat for the game here, Stake.
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Detroit has lost 8 straight preseason games in 12 of 13.
Okay. So they're one.
Atlanta's lost 3 straight preseason games in 15 of their last 16.
Wow. 15-16. So,
yes, sir.
So they are 2-27. In their last 29 preseason games, these two franchises, 2-27. You know, listen, there's the age old. How much does winning in preseason affect the regular season? Certainly, in the case of those two franchises, it has affected their regular seasons because there's not a lot of W's last few years, or not as many as they would like.
And remember when Detroit went hitless that year, right? 0-16.
Yeah.
They were undefeated in the preseason.
Yeah, well, and that tells you a little bit why folks are – I'm not looking for a double. I don't care about a double. You're not. I care about other things. Wes Durham joining us on the Steakhouse on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Wes, I'll ask you, I asked Steak, give me two things to watch for tonight that have nothing to do with the starters.
Ooh. Okay, I'm going to give you two players. How's that?
That's perfect.
I want to see what Mike Ford can do in the secondary. I'm intrigued by him at 27 years of age, comes off the street from Denver. He's played in 44 games. He's got 55 career tackles. I think he's helped himself through the camp, and I'm interested to see if Marquise Williams has got him, you know, involved in special teams, because I think that's where they originally connected, was when he was in Detroit here with Marquise. And so I'm gonna keep an eye on Mike Ford on special teams tonight.
Okay.
The other scenario that I'm kind of curious about is Tyler Allgeier. Mm-hmm. I really want to see this. Is now I was doing some, you know, some math on his career at BYU. He played 41 games at Brigham Young, scored 36 touchdowns on the ground, and he had one receiving touchdown. But he averaged better than 6 yards a carry in his college career at BYU. I think behind, you know, Cordarrelle Patterson, we know Damian Williams has a spot on this football team. I think Tyler Allgeier at 5'11 and 220 may be the secret sauce out of this draft class. In some ways, I think that if this guy can give you any kind of bump in the run game, imagine what that could do. And I think that's one of the – those are the two guys I'm really going to be interested to see tonight. Allgeier wears 25, by the way, for Atlanta. The quarterback situation, you know, look, Mariota's going to start. He's going to play a quarter, I think, and then you're going to see Desmond Ridder most of the night from that point forward. And I think tonight will also be a little bit about process and evaluation. Arthur Smith told Dave and I yesterday that it's really about how clean can they play. He doesn't want to see a lot of, you know, mental errors or false starts or things of that nature along the way. And I understand why. He's trying to build a core value of the football team on that side too.
Yeah, he made it pretty clear that a bunch of penalties is not going to be a pleasant flight back to Atlanta. I mean, Arthur wears it on his sleeve. All right, I can't wait to hear a call. Always feels the offseason so long in the NFL, especially when you're not in the playoffs. But we'll hear it tonight at 6 o'clock. It's great to be a part of the Falcon franchise and to get things cooking. 4 o'clock pregame, 6 o'clock, the best play-by-play color tandem in the entire National Football League. Well, you guys are. Wes.
Wow.
It's true.
Wes and Arch tonight at
Thanks.
6. All right, buddy. Enjoy Detroit.
Thanks, guys. Be well. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks,
okay.
Wes.
Yes, Wes Durham will join us. I think he's going to be with us.
Every Friday.
Every
Woo-hoo!
Friday.
Hey, 92.9 The Game and thousands more radio stations plus millions of podcasts all on the free Odyssey app. Oh, you're over there sending folks that interview from the app, the Michael Vick interview, directly from the app. You can pull it up right there at 92.9.
All right, outstanding stuff from Todd Monken yesterday in Athens. If you have not heard the offensive coordinator of the Dogs, it was really, really cool. Stick around. Also, the winningest player in sports history, not NBA, not NFL, not Olympic, of all time in sports, period, finally gets his due. I'll tell you why it's the right thing. We'll come back right here on the Steakhouse Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Now, your game traffic. 92.9 The Game's Traffic Center, brought to you by Bader Scott Accident Attorneys. Call Bader Scott 404-888.